There were things that I, especially words I had never heard before, like brag sheet, which now turns out to be what they call a resume, which is another word I'd never heard applied to 16-year-olds before. And I met parents who had started their kids off on this awful process in junior high, middle school, and sixth grade, seventh grade, and they had compiled portfolios of, you know, the best clippings that have ever been written about them in the local newspaper and tapes of their performances. And the personal takeaway for me was, geez, I got to hurry and get on my stick because we were way behind. My son was already a junior.
For a couple of days, it was in the news, a piano on a sandbar off of, what was it, Miami?
Yes.
And this turned out to be some young person's video stunt that he was preparing his college.
Right. I think that kid can write his ticket to Princeton if he wants.
How much of this craziness has to do with those U.S. News and World Report rankings of colleges?
Well, a lot, although I think that the U.S. News rankings are as much a creature of this more than a cause. It's actually another very interesting story, the history of how U.S. News became U.S. News college rankings, which is, of course, just looms over the entire industry and has enormous effect over how people look at college and where they want to go to college. It started off just as kind of a stunt, a news magazine stunt. U.S. News was the third in the field behind Time and Newsweek, and they ran a cover about a survey, I guess, of college presidents saying, what are the best schools? Pick the top 25 colleges in America. And the thing was such a huge success, and the college presidents hated it so much because they thought it was exposing too much of their secrets, I guess, that U.S. News just ran with it. And, you know, within a couple of years, they were producing these special issues that came out at, you know, 2 or 3 million copies sold. And those are big numbers for U.S. News. And they've just gone with it ever since. And I'm actually a defender of U.S. News. I have a good deal of this in the book. The U.S. News was really the first organized attempt to keep the colleges honest, which is to say that they demanded that the schools release information like acceptance rates, faculty-student ratio.
SAT scores.
SAT scores, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time that the schools had ever had to cough up that information. And that's one of the reasons they hate it. And boy, do they hate it. Every time I'd go to some professional gathering of college counselors or admissions counselors, the first topic was, boy, do we hate U.S. News and World Report.
You describe an admissions dean from Yale talking about the commercialism, competitiveness, and superficiality that has debased higher education in America. And he directed his speech directly to the guy whose job it is to put those rankings together.
Yes, what's funny is in the middle of this furor, this volcanic hatred of U.S. News is a very small, unprepossessing statistician named Bob Morse, who used to be an econometrician for a unit of U.S. News that no longer exists. And Bob is very mild-mannered, but he's also very serious about keeping the statistical validity of the rankings alive and keeping them as thorough as possible. And so he'll show up at these conferences, and these people, as you point out, the Yale dean will just heave these epithets at the poor guy, and he's just sitting there. His expression never changes because he really believes in what he's doing. As he said to me, what they really hate about U.S. News is that we treat education as a product, and we treat the students and families as consumers, and we're a consumer guide. And it is true, the people in the higher education world really, really dislike having their product considered a product.
Well, Yale, I mean, come on.
Fortunately, I don't have any personal experience.
This is Yale.
It is true that the distinguishing characteristic of higher education, which is a highly competitive industry, is that it's peopled by people who don't think that they're competitive and don't think it's an industry.
Right, right. Yeah, and Yale does not think of itself as a brand. Come on.
Absolutely not. Well, I don't think they would. I think they would think of it as a way of life or something equally pompous.
Do the rankings shape the way schools allocate their resources?
Sure. This has become one of the big complaints about U.S. News is that because U.S. News only measures what would be called inputs, and doesn't measure outcomes, it doesn't measure how much a kid learns.